packed classroom in Lukoni Primary School. Residents watch as Dominic Ongwen tells the court he's not a criminal, but a victim. For the people here, the argument is hard to swallow. Among his many crimes, Ongwen is accused of commanding a notorious massacre in this village in 2004. Vincent Oyet returned to the village shortly after the attack and saw the aftermath. His village burned to the ground. Men, women and children murdered. Some burned alive. Now he runs the Lukoni Victims Memorial Group.
Psychologically, I've been tortured. After seeing, in a day, over 40 people killed, seeing people burned, I lost my stepmom. My art was destroyed, was burned. My father's house was destroyed, which made me unable now to continue the study.
Rose Abair and her family were abducted from Lukoni by the LRA in the same attack. Rose managed to escape the same day, but not before the rebels had murdered her child. Her husband was never seen again. For her, justice is seeing Ongwen behind bars.
I feel it'd be better if Ongwen were to be jailed for life because he's done a lot of killing in this place.
Mechanic Kenneth Kaunda has rebuilt his life from scratch after 3 years in the bush fighting with the LRA in the late 90s. Like Ongwen, he was abducted by the rebels as a child. He remembers how his commanders terrorized him and forced the boys in their ranks to commit terrible crimes.
You do things to protect your life. Because when you're like this and you begin to run, even your friend will just shoot you. You see somebody being beaten like a pig. Everybody, all those ones, their hearts were broken. And then you say, am I going to survive?
Kenneth was lucky to survive. He managed to escape in 1999, and later he was granted an amnesty for any crimes he committed during his years in the bush. But he's pleased to see Ongwen on trial. He says those in command should be held accountable for what they made others do. But not everyone agrees. Lilia Tong is Dominic Ongwen's sister. She remembers the song he sang to her when they were small, about a snake which lives on a hill and bites the child who doesn't run fast enough to escape. Like her brother, she was abducted by the rebels. Later, she was one of the many wives of the notoriously vicious LRA leader, Joseph Kony. Lily says her brother was following orders, and his superiors should be in the dock.
It's not actually fair to see a few of the LRA commanders behind bars while senior commanders are walking around as free men on the street. But in the bush, it was these senior commanders that were training the juniors like Dominic Ongwen, and today they're well off. I don't see it as something good.
In Gulu town, about 16 kilometers south of Lukoni, victims and perpetrators live side by side. Returning to normal life after years in the bush is a struggle for the soldiers of the LRA, who must come to terms with the crimes they committed as children and the judgment of society. Harriet Aloyo is with World Vision, which has been working to rehabilitate child soldiers here for over 20 years. She says that like all children, those kidnapped by the LRA survived by adapting quickly, no matter how cruel their new reality.
It's just like teaching a child. If you introduce something for a child as a child, it becomes part of them. And it's like from the unknown to the known.
Dominic Ongwen is only being tried for crimes he committed as an adult. But the case is still a legal and moral maze, as judges will have to decide whether a childhood lost to violence can ever justify the terrible crimes of an adult. Gronya Harrington for RFI in Uganda.